I didn't picture this.
What do you picture?
I don't know. It seemed like you're in like a little box.
Oh.
That's not in a hotel room, in a corner.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm like the sister of the traveling podcast where we just do it wherever we can find the space.
I mean, what you whip out of a handbag at a show is impressive. So I'm not surprised. This is very on trend and brand for you. Exactly.
I say? I'm a jack of all trades.
I like it. I like it a lot.
thank my husband for the setup. He did the setup.
Husbands.
I know. Well, they're valuable sometimes.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. I've always been intrigued by the stories of people in the jewelry industry who make these items, what inspires them, and brings them to this world. I'm here to share their stories. This is 1,000 Facets. Alana Lalotte started her career in the music world. Without her knowledge, a pendant from Pira will catapult her sales career in the jewelry industry. Her charisma, personality, and passion are a cornerstone of her success. I hope you enjoy my conversation with her as much as I did.
I mean, it's 6:43 a.m.
It's 7:43 in the morning.
The sun is not yet present. We are in a hotel room. It is romantic.
It is very romantic.
My God. You and I? It's nice. It's very nice. I'll do this again. If you invite me over.
Anytime. You're just such a delight. So
thank you.
I'm like, well, hello, Alana.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
As we said, it's 6:43 in the morning on a cold February day. We might be posting this later, but we're just gonna take it because she's here in New York and I have to grab her.
We're doing it.
We're doing it. So I met you like, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Something that you were working for Alex Monroe in the booth.
Yeah.
And you have a very shy personality.
I mean, I can be quiet.
True.
Like, it's all storytelling.
Exactly.
And Alex has the story
exactly
to tell. So,
yeah.
I mean, it makes it really fun.
Exactly. And then maybe like 2, 3, 4 dinners ago, you start coming to our dinners because you were working with Ellis.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want Alana. And I'm like, sure, bring her over. And then you're like fixture of this dinner. Like, if you're not there, I feel like the dinner will not be as fun as they are.
The loud energy in the center.
I love it. No, it's like between you and Ellis, they just create this, and by the way, it's Ellis Barry Cameron.
Yeah.
You guys create this synergy that is just like, I don't even need to talk. I'm just like enjoying the evening
it's
so
a show.
Much.
It's a show. We are there for you.
You guys tell the best stories, come up with the best. Like, I just feel like I'm safe with you guys.
Well, and it's even better because we don't get to see each other a lot.
Exactly.
So it really is twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to catch up on.
Exactly.
And so it just, you can't help it at a table full of designers that there's just energy. It's like, how's your year? How's this going? How's that? How's your family? And it's, I went to Madonna. And you're like, oh my God, tell me more. It's, you just catch up.
I know.
In this tiny little amount of time and space, and it just, it's electrifying. There's so much energy at those dinners. It's so fun.
I know. Like, we have like a 4-hour dinner, like almost 4 hours.
Yeah. They kick us out.
They kick us out.
They take the water glasses away. No. That's how we know we're out. Like, oh, hydration is over. We must leave. But we would stay.
We go downstairs and we talk a little more.
Yes, it continues.
It continues. And the summer takes longer. It's like, you know, when it's cold, they're like, okay, it's time to go.
Because the sun's out.
We usually stay around the same place without even knowing. And then we take a car ride.
It's the best. It is the best. It wouldn't be the same without those dinners.
I know. So I really appreciate you having you in my life because you are such a breath of fresh air.
It's like, likewise.
You know. So can I ask you, where do you grow up?
I grew up in Brisbane, Australia.
Yeah, we can tell for the Australian
accent. I know. Don't let this accent fool you. I often get, where in America? It's like, I actually live in Canada. So it's a real twist. Mm-hmm. But Brisbane, Australia, born and raised, and then I moved to Vancouver. I 17 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So where is Brisbane, Australia, compared to, like, Melbourne or...
Melbourne is south on the east coast. Mm-hmm. Melbourne and Sydney is where all, like, the fun culture is. Mm-hmm. And I remember going down to Sydney.
How far would it take?
Oh, gosh.
3 days?
No. Well, flight is, like, an hour and a half.
Okay,
it's not very far. But going... And Brisbane is, like, a small... kind of city town. Everything's really far away. And I went to Sydney and Melbourne like in my 20s before I came to Vancouver. And I was like, this is Australia. Like, there's culture, there's art. Like, what? And it really fueled this want to travel of like, I've been living in this tiny little cave, like by the beach. I mean, the beaches, it's beautiful. Yeah. I was like at a beach every Saturday. So I missed that. But there's just so much to see when you get out.
Exactly.
And I was in a little bubble. Well, it was a little bubble. But home is Australia.
Yeah.
The accent just really throws me off. But I'm a parrot. I can't help it. But now we're talking about Australia, it's going to slip out. And people will be like, what is happening to her voice and sound?
So... how do you went from Australia to Vancouver? Like,
was an accident. I really wanted to get into music in the music industry, not as an artist, but on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
My dad and I would see concerts together all the time, and it just evoked a feeling. I was like, I want to be part of this. Like, this feeling. People should like have these moments. And my neighbor, when I was a teenager, worked at EMI Records.
Mm.
And so he was, like, we would chat, and he's like, you know, if you want to get into music, you should just go travel. Go travel, go see the world, go to the UK, funny enough,
really?
Where they love Australians, and it'll be super easy. And that was kind of the plan.
All right.
And back in the day of travel agents... booking flights, a travel agent was like, you should get a visa for Canada. It's super easy. You can go travel, go to America, then go to Canada, work a little bit. And I did. And then I got a job at a record label.
Really?
And it was in the first, like, few months. I was so lucky. So, so lucky. And I worked in music for, like, 5 years.
So what was your job in the music industry? What did you
do? I was doing marketing and event planning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So which bands did you work with?
Oh, gosh. So the record label managed Sarah McLachlan, Avril Lavigne, Sum 41, The Stereophonics, big artists.
Oh, my God.
It was so fun. Like, this 20-year-old kid from Australia. Like, wow. And I worked at record stores, and I was a little DJ for a cousin's company, like, in Australia. I loved music.
Oh, my God.
And then I got to do some event planning, and I would book artists if they were touring through Vancouver.
Okay.
So if they were on the label or management, or if we were scouting a new artist and we wanted to hear them live, it was really fun.
That's so cool.
I know. I'm not, like, personally a very creative person in that sense, but I love being in a creative environment.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a kinship that we both have. We just like to be around creative.
Can I be part of it?
Exactly.
Part of the crew?
Yeah, I just love being around creative people and just, like, seeing the stuff, get, like, super excited about it and just be like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I feel like that's what I, like, the energy that I get from you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you do work in sales. And, like, usually with salespeople, I'm a little like,
I know. I'm sorry.
Who you are and whatever. But with you, like, I just, like, I feel like we speak the same language.
Yeah.
Yours better than mine, but, you know. But, like, the way that you sometimes were, like, showcasing something, like, your phone case.
My phone case. Yeah. I'll sell it to you. It's great.
That you were just, like saying this, like, there's something so good, and you were talking about the artist, and I'm like, oh my God, when you were saying that at dinner, I was just like, this is exactly how I feel about the jewelry artist that I
took. Yeah.
And everything. Like, I'm like, if I buy a pair of shoes that I'm love, I'm like, buy the shoes, they're amazing.
That's
like,
yes. Yes. It's what makes sales. It was such an accident too. I did not mean to get into that at all. But I realized it's in every part of my life.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I wanted to get into music, because I wanted to tell other people about music and artists of like, oh my God, you have to hear this. It's so good.
I know.
To the phone case, like, oh my God, it's this artist in Utah. She's so cool. Like, oh my God. Because I'm not that way. I'm not great with my hands in that sense. And I'm super envious of artists that do that. They follow their dream. They work with their hands, are tactile, and they have a product and you can hold it. And it's like, you made a thing that's part of my life.
Exactly.
That's so cool. I have nothing for you.
Well, you have
that.
The you have the love for
I'll tell everybody about it.
Exactly.
I will just tell everybody, and you're welcome. Until then, apologies. But
so how long you were in the music business again?
Like 5 years.
5 years. So what made you transition, or like what happened in that time?
Well, it's not as glamorous as you think. Spoiler alert. I didn't love it as much anymore.
Okay.
I didn't. And it wasn't a great work-life balance either.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then it was just a total accident getting into jewelry. Oh, complete accident.
Oh my God, really?
I like, being in Vancouver, there's a jewelry store, Blue Ruby. A lot of people will know about it. It's fantastic. And there was a necklace there that I fell in love with that I was like, oh my God, my brother would love that. It was made in Vancouver, handmade, and it had a little meaning to it. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. And I sent it home. And then I would see people wearing that brand. I'm like, oh, they look so cool. Like, I could look that cool. So I started buying this brand. And then I found out that they knew somebody at the record label, and then we met, and we'd like bump into each other all the time, and then I started ordering directly from them.
Okay.
And it was before like the internet really took off for online sales, and they would just come to the office and drop off my orders.
Aww.
And 1 year they were like, you're actually our top customer. It's like, wow, me? Like, yes, you. I'd be like, oh, I just, everybody in my family has one now. Like, I have them all. And then when I left music, they were hiring.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, and I slipped right in. I was doing, you know, customer service. You know, when the website was going, there was no pictures of any jewelry. It was a weird time to be selling jewelry without pictures.
Exactly.
And I was with this company for like 8 years.
May I
doing
ask,
everything.
What's the company?
Pira Jewelry.
Pira, oh,
yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
Like wax seals.
Yes. Yes.
All hand done.
I know Pira.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that you worked with them.
Yeah, we were 11 girls working in a house.
Yeah, and their stuff is very cool because it's definitely a storytelling.
Oh,
because
big
it's
time.
Just like the wax seals, like antique wax seals.
Yeah.
And then they make them, they cast them.
It's all in house.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, 11 girls. And then when I left, we were like 25 and a store in LA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So when you get to be a part of the growth of a business and a brand like that, and you do everything from answering the phone to then being on the road and doing collaborations with other brands. I did PR. I got to do it all. It was awesome.
And it's so, like with that brand in particular, it's so easy to sell it in a way because like you're like telling, like people connect with it.
Oh yeah.
You know, for
deep.
And it's a brand that I don't really showcase it because they're pretty well.
Yeah, they did a great job.
You know, they did.
We got onto a lot of doors. Yeah.
You did a great job.
We worked it.
Exactly. But I do appreciate what they bring to the table. And, you know, like I know that people have tried to, you know, copy them.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, but they were really the first people that created that concept. And it was really interesting. Like I used to go to the accessory shows, like, I don't want to age myself.
I know.
But like,
don't do it. Don't do it. Because it ages me.
A few years ago. But you know, like I will see it and I was like, oh my God, this is like a really interesting concept. And I have never seen it before. So it was just like really, really good. So I'm glad that you were part
really
of it.
Cool.
So we probably crossed paths.
We absolutely did. It just took me being with Alex where, I mean, there's such different aesthetics too.
Yeah.
And the Alex booth, it's just so light and bright, and we are chatty.
Oh, yeah.
We like to really chat.
This is the thing. It's like, and I was thinking this morning. It's like, it's like this morning where it's like 6:56 right now. But
beautiful. It's beautiful
hey,
out
it's
there.
It's pink. It's pink and it's purple. It's beautiful. The Venn diagram of people that Alex Munro likes and Ellis Barry Cameron likes, I'm going to like. There hasn't been one person in that circle that I just say, no, this person.
Oh, that's so good.
Everybody has such a bright light. You know, like Amy Wilson.
Yeah.
Come on. Kyra from Atla. All the girls, Emma, Susie. Major that she left, Alex Monroe, but she's still, like, I'm still friends with her. Like, all these people. Like, I need to go to Alex Monroe when I'm in London. This is my first stop. Like, I literally arrived in London, taken two-hour nap, and then go straight to Alex Monroe. That's like my tradition every time that I go. I love going there. Such a bright space, and it's so beautiful.
You like step into this world.
Yes. It's like a fairy
tale. And I wish everybody could go. I'm sorry you can't. But it's so beautiful.
It is.
It's just this whimsical light.
Yes.
Just fairy tale almost, because it's a dream. You go up the staircase and there's like little trinkets as you go up.
Yes.
Who did that?
I know.
Who is that person?
I know. And it's just like everything has like a meaning and like a space. And that everything is just truly there for a reason.
Oh, yeah. Very intentional.
Exactly. I want to stay here forever. And it's hard for me to go. Like, I'm there for like 3 hours. Like, every time that I go there. And I'm like, I'm sorry, ladies, that I'm still taking the time. And they're like, no, stay.
Oh, they want you to stay. Yeah. They're the best. They're so lovely.
They are so
just like,
lovely.
Everybody's so happy here.
Yes.
Is this like a British thing? Like, there's any bad days? Can I be here? Like, I would like to witness something. But
I
they're
know.
So lovely.
Yeah, they're very lovely.
Yeah.
People.
He's lucky.
So all right, so you were in Pera. Let's go back.
Yeah, forever.
So you were in Pera, and then what happened? Like, what was the...
I took a break.
Okay.
I was traveling like a maniac. Mm-hmm. I was never home. I just kind of needed to reassess and get healthy. Mm-hmm. I was just, you know, when you're constantly traveling, I was so run down. I was so sick. My body was like, just stop.
Yeah.
And that break was great.
Yeah.
I wasn't really sure if I was going to stay in jewelry because it was such a mistake getting into it anyway. It's like, oh, what do I do? And I worked for a small brand after that didn't really have wholesale.
Okay.
And she had such great branding. I was like, oh, it's so good. Well, let me get my hands on it. And before that, though, Alex, when I told him I was taking a break, he and his team, we talked about me possibly trying to expand the brand into North America because of the time zone, because I'd already worked so long in wholesale and I just knew the North American market and on that meaningful, handmade, intentional market too, because it's very different to fast fashion.
Exactly.
I don't really understand how to sell that.
Yeah.
That is not my strong suit, but I'll tell you a story. And so we tried it out. And then I came to a show and I met a couple designers that I loved. I stopped, was like, I love your work. Just fangirling. Mm. And the conversation started of, oh, you work with Alex. That's great. If you ever did this on your own, we would totally jump on board.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, I had never even thought about that working for myself.
Exactly.
Like, did not enter my mind. And then I did it. And here we are, like 4 or 5 years later, I have 7 artists, and it's like the greatest leap of faith I ever took.
That's great.
But totally by accident, did not mean, like, I sometimes like, what? How did I get here? What am I doing? What am I doing? But I would be doing this anyway, I think, even if it wasn't my job. I can't help it.
I know. Well, that's the thing. But you're a natural, like, that's your personality naturally. So it's like, it's hard because I am the same way. Like, when I'm really passionate about something, I will sell a fridge to an Eskimo and I'm not a salesperson.
Like,
I'll that's, buy like, it. That's the thing. That's, I'm not a salesperson. I'm just like, this person is so amazing. You need to know about them. Like, it's just like that information that I, if I don't say it, I will explode.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I do a 1,000 facets, because I'm like, this person, you have to see their work. Like, you need to understand why they're so great. I don't know, if I don't do it, like, I've always done it.
You'd be doing it anyway.
I will be doing it anyway.
Absolutely.
I will be like talking to some stranger.
Like, oh my God, I don't know you, but you gotta see this. I'd be like, where? Show me. Take me. If you love it, I feel like I love it, and I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. It's a sales is not, definitely did not see that as a path I would take.
Yeah.
I don't really see myself as that much of a salesperson,
Yeah.
Because for me, it's not really about the sale. It's about the relationship and exactly. like meeting people. It's so, it's yes. networking. And
yes.
you know, when you meet people that you really like, you're like, if we could just work together, that would be so fun. Because we could just do this all the time.
Exactly.
And it just, it's a natural thing for me personally and the artists that I work with. We're all the same. We're not like, you know, we want to get into these stores and what's the sales push and No. It's like, go for a cocktail, grab a coffee, let's go visit them, let's talk yeah. about it. And when it's right, it's right.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't push anything on anybody. You can learn that the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
You never want to have a store feel like they've had to bring something in. You want them to fall in love with it too,
exactly.
because that's when it works. And
yes.
you know, when you walk into a store and the sales staff will like take you to something and like romanticize it, and you're like, yes. I don't need it, but I want it.
Exactly.
And I will use it.
Exactly.
You know, you just,
yeah.
it's a feeling.
Exactly.
It evokes a feeling and an emotion, and I'm in it for that.
All
the good.
I'm just like looking at you, and I'm just like,
yes.
For sure. Yes, because it's like, that's exactly how I feel. I did work, like, you know, after I graduated, I worked at Macy's, mm-hmm. and it was just never like, people will come to me. Like, I have a fun story. Like, I work at an express.
I'm not even gonna. Tell me more.
And then there was like this gay guy that was like very, very skinny. So it was really hard for him to find men's clothing.
Yeah.
So he will like to have like the non-denominational, like women's clothing because it will fit him better.
Oh, what a dream.
So he will come and he was like really sheepish. And he's like, you know, like I just, you know, women's clothes tend to fit me better because of my body, like blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, come on. And I just like took him and like I find him like a few things, and he was like so taken that now he will come to me to
yeah,
like,
and trust.
I love that people will come and ask me for opinions and stuff like that. And I was just like, no, not this one, no. And it's all about how you look at the person in the eye and really are honest with them.
Yeah.
You know, like there was like this woman that she was overweight, and then nobody was like, she's not gonna buy anything. And I just went, and I'm like, because Express had like at that time it was like up to size 14 or
right.
something like that, or 12. I think it was 12. And I'm aging myself.
And I'm like, do better.
So she came, and all of the girls were like, we're not bothering with her. And I went to her, and I'm like, what can I help you and whatever. And she was like, I'm a stylist for, you know, I'm doing like a shoot and whatever, so I'm looking for all these outfits. And she ended up buying like an insane amount of stuff. And I'm like, you don't judge people for how they look or who they are. You like treat them like a human being,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and just like pay attention to them and just make them feel like they're part of your world.
Yeah.
You know?
It can be really transactional.
Yes.
And cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really here for it. It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
And I'm just too sensitive to energy to go into places like that or work with people like that.
Yeah.
And then that also transpires to the customer's experience
mm-hmm.
with that brand or that product.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important that like the right people are with the right brand.
Exactly.
Because I'm just somebody's dream and their livelihood.
And a story. You know, like you're selling longevity too.
Yeah.
You're not selling something that is going to break apart in like 2 minutes and then that's it.
No.
Like even I love with Alex Monroe, like they have like their, like somebody can come with their older Alex Monroe jewelry
yeah.
and they'll fix it.
Repair.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. They're designed to have forever.
Exactly. And I love that. But like love many, many times pieces
yes.
that are going to carry you. And so the thing is that I feel like the people that you represent are that.
Mm-hmm.
They're people that have the storyteller, the longevity, and you're like being part of the customer story.
Yeah.
And that's something that we need more.
Yeah. It also just feels good.
Yeah. Because when you think about fast fashion, it's so like
so upsetting. Just in my soul. You know?
Yes, I know. Trust me.
I get no warm and fuzzies from it, and I am here for it. So
you know, I've made a pledge to myself that it's just fewer, better things.
Yeah.
It's a store motto. I got the catalog and they had it fewer, better things, and I ripped it and I put it in the fridge forever, and I told my husband, it's like fewer, better things. So it's like,
I love that.
Yeah, you need to have like just pieces that are going to be meaningful to you. And then they'll have like a story with you.
Oh, I mean, I'm in a Canadian tuxedo today. You're welcome. And this is an Australian brand that I bought online. I took a shot with sizing. It worked out, thank God. But this company is sustainable, and they started their business because they wanted to put an end to human trafficking.
Wow. That's amazing.
Like, I've never bought denim with a story like that.
Yeah.
Where it's made actually close to where I grew up.
Oh, wow.
Which is also, I mean, I like to connect back to Australia and wear things that are from home. But that's, like, just my denim.
Yeah.
Like, I love those stories of, like, wow, where, like, in your life did that just pop up? And you're like, we could make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
People are already consuming.
Yeah.
But how can we make it better?
Exactly.
And that's all the artists that I work with,
mm-hmm.
that I'm really, I intentionally went that route,
mm-hmm.
because I worked with meaningful jewelry for so long, and those buyers are buying intentionally.
Yes.
They want to know, where are you sourcing these things? Are you treating people right?
Yeah.
And that has just filtered into my life in every part, including the tuxedo. So it's really neat. Now I'm selling denim.
Well, but it looks cute, very cute.
Thank
on your,
you.
Like, I know this is a visual form, but she looks very cute.
And she blue.
We have also bangs. So it's
we,
like,
have bangs. We're bang sisters.
We're bang sisters. Yes. Even though today mine are like, you know.
Yeah, you're in hiding, but that's okay.
I'm in hiding, but it's because it's dirty.
That's the trouble with bangs.
So I know that there's, like, you know, I don't want to tell me all your secrets of sales and whatever, but I know that there's a few things that people can utilize from you, because you have such a wealth of knowledge. Every time that we go to dinner, you always give the girls, like, just like little things here and there.
Yeah, I can't help it.
And this is not a disparaging comment or anything like that. I don't want to generalize designers or anything, but designers like to be on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Are not designers, jewelers.
Yeah.
Like to be on the bench. They like to be sitting on, you know, doing their designs, creating something that they are gonna love. But when it comes to sell, they tend to be very shy about it.
Oh, they're two different worlds.
They tend to be shy about it, and then they don't know how to tell a person, this is my worth,
mm-hmm.
and this is the price that I'm proud to sell it for, this price, because I have the education, knowledge, I paid for all the materials, all the machinery, all the tools, everything. There's like a disconnect,
mm-hmm.
and it just makes me so sad when somebody goes, like, I said, oh, how much is this? And they go, oh, I'm thinking it's like this price.
And I know, it kills me.
And they're like, I'm so sorry, it's this price, like, whatever. And I'm like, no, be proud of that.
Yeah.
Show your worth with your designs. So what can you, like, tell me a little bit that it's just like something little.
I mean, it definitely helps to have just somebody else do your sales and finding the right person, because mm-hmm. that person becomes almost the face of your brand,
mm-hmm.
as they are. So finding that right person, but being able to take the emotion out of it. Like, I'm emotionally invested, but I'm not. I can completely separate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ellis's work is so incredible,
mm-hmm.
and I love it. And she's a super confident little powerhouse of
a
person.
She is.
And, you know, her energy versus another smaller designer's energy, you just, like, feel that shift. And
mm-hmm.
you want to be buying, I mean, I want to be buying from somebody that's, like, super confident and knows their worth and is direct and that has order.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I can't imagine for a buyer that goes to a show and they're like, okay, so what are your terms? When are you shipping? Do you have packaging? What's mm-hmm. lead times? And it's like, what do you want? What's good for you? No, we're like small children. We need somebody in charge, somebody that just tells us what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, oh, okay, good. You're organized. I feel like I'm in good hands.
Yes.
So outsource, find somebody to help you. I love chatting about it because I forget that not everybody knows mm-hmm. all the ins and outs of, like, what should be happening on the back end. Like, have your line sheets, have retailer guidelines. Are we doing trunk shows? What are we offering? And it takes a lot, because sometimes you'll, like, designers will think, oh, I shouldn't do that, and I can't charge that for that. And then I come in with no bench knowledge at all of like how things are actually made. Mm-hmm. Like, my God, it takes that long?
Yeah.
Increase your prices. That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, we should talk about the process. Like, this is work.
Well,
this is labor intensive work.
Exactly. And artists need to get themselves a living wage.
Absolutely.
Because then they tend not to charge for their time on something sometimes.
It's a problem.
Yeah. What they do is like they charge for the materials, mm-hmm. and then they bump it up and whatever. Yeah. And I think that there needs to be like a, you know, you have to have a salary.
Yes. It's your work. Like, I don't think a lot of people understand the time involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, when I was visiting Alex in May and we were looking at some of the Daisy pieces that are mixed metals and the process, mm-hmm. and I was like floored. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Are we charging enough? Like, I had no idea those pieces required that process.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And I wish more people knew because it's so cool too. It's mm-hmm. just, wow.
Mm-hmm.
A little inside. So I think just talking to people also, like, you don't have to do what you think feels like a business decision and like people have to order this and this. Feel it out, what works for you, what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Because it does change. Like, we're not set in stone with any of our policies or how we ship or how we sell or what minimums are. We work with a retailer.
Yeah.
Too. It's like, what's working for you? Like, we all need to share that information because I feel like I'm separate from the stores, but I at least get that inside information that a designer would never get.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to know, how's it working for you guys? Like, how, you know, are net terms still working for you? Are you using wholesale platforms? Do you want us to come to the store and show you things? How is the lead time going? Do you feel like you're missing windows of selling opportunity because we're taking too long? What could we do better?
Yeah.
And then that, it changed. It's ever changing.
And that's the, like, you need that communication.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is like the moment that you start like talking to somebody and it's like, what exactly, what can we improve? What can we, like, why are we doing good? Like what's happening? So it's like people are more open with mm-hmm. you and they feel that, okay, I feel safe with this person.
Yeah, it wasn't like that when I started in jewelry. No one wanted to talk to anybody. No one wanted to share any information.
Yes.
It was so weird.
I know.
And I was like, oh, well, how do we know what's happening?
Exactly.
Like, what are other people doing? And then when you meet designers that are open books and that want to share, you start realizing, oh my God, we're in this together. We're a community. We're not really competing mm-hmm. at all.
Yeah.
We're so different. There, it's just not a thing.
Yeah.
But you start meeting designers, meeting brands, being introduced to really incredible buyers. And when you are personable and you're open, and I think just yourself, you get so much more back.
Exactly.
And it feels good. And
yeah. And that I one of the reasons that I like to have the dinners, I like to build a community.
Mm-hmm.
It's really funny because the first dinner that I have, it was really fun, but it was like a little quieter, and then little by little it's like, hey, who do you use for chains, who do you use for this, like, what do you, and I seen the growth of just people sharing and being open to share, and I'm like, I'm not talking about sharing your secrets of how you make something. It's like, who's the best person to buy Fairmine gold from? Who's the best person to buy this kind of gemstone? Who's this person to like, even insurance, like,
we had a
conversation about insurance.
Yeah.
And everybody was just riveting. And it was like really interesting. And those conversations happen on a table, mm-hmm. a dinner, having good food and just good friendships. And then they build each other. And I know, like, one designer was like asking you for like, oh, maybe I can work with you after one of the dinners. And it's just like, I really love that I'm like, I love that people are getting together and like bringing that relationship. And it's all about relationships.
Yeah.
And people forget about that.
I know. And it's too bad.
Yes.
Because we are really in it together and we're all learning as we go. And it's an ever changing industry.
Mm-hmm.
Retail has changed. Wholesale has changed.
Yeah. The values of people have changed.
Yeah.
In order to
it's
buy.
Wild. I mean, mm-hmm. being at shows back in, I started doing shows in like 2011. It was pen to paper, no online shopping at all. If mm-hmm. you wanted to write an order, you had to write.
Yeah.
And we were like mapping out territories and it was like hungry. And now it's just not that way. It's like, no, I'll think about it. Or, you know, it might take them a few shows to check it out. Or I'll just check out online and follow your social media and get a real sense of a brand. It's also a really saturated industry, too.
Yes.
So the competition is even higher.
I know.
But there's a place for everybody.
Yeah.
And it just, yeah, it's a funny thing if you're not sharing and growing together. Because that's essentially what it is.
I know. I was just thinking about it, because you work with like people that have different aesthetics.
Totally. Yeah.
And it's very fascinating. Like, how do you even, because like the person that will buy from Alex Monroe, the store that will buy from Alex Monroe, it's not necessarily the store that will buy from Ellis.
No.
You know, they're like completely different.
Which I love.
And how do you like navigate just like having the knowledge of who, where to put what?
Well, the fun thing is that for a buyer, it's always changing too.
Yeah.
So often they'll come by and they'll be like, okay, I'm looking for new. Can you send me all the work that you have? And they may look at Alex and be like, maybe it's not a fit right now. And then a year later, it's like, oh my God, I feel like I haven't seen this. And you're like, we've done it. And it comes in. And that's how it goes. It's like always changing. And I often will talk to a store and be like, so like, what direction are you going in? You know, how do you feel? And they'll say, you know, when we opened, it was so much of this aesthetic. And our customers just changed over time, over trend, you know. And if they're in a small town, the children have grown and they're having children. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we've just like realized we've had to adapt and change. And that's exciting.
And that's the fun part.
Yeah.
But people are afraid of it.
They are afraid of change.
Afraid of change. But I personally, because it's like, oh, well, this has worked with us. And I'm like, oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
But the thing is that you've been showing that same thing for 10 years. So it's like, what can you do to like change a little? Like, you can do incremental changes. You don't have to be like, oh, we're going to do like, you know, tiny things. From tiny things, we're going to do like monies or something like completely over the top. And the next day, it's not about that. But you start introducing new things to people.
Dip
and
the toe. Try it out. Let me know how it goes. And that's the thing. Have conversations about it. I would die if somebody felt like I pushed something on them and they've got it in their store and it's like, oh, I shouldn't have done it and it's not really working for us. I want to know what works.
Yeah.
What do you have in your store? Mm-hmm. What are brands that work? What is a category that works? Mm-hmm. This might work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, feel it out. Let's do like a little test order and see how your customers respond. Or if you wear one in the store, somebody will buy it off you because that's just how it goes.
Exactly.
It's nice that they're all totally different. But the thing that all of the brands have in common is that they are handmade by people that I have seen. It's very nice. Mm-hmm. And they use recycled metals, Fairmined gold, stones that are traceable to source. They're doing the work in making it cleaner and better for people and the planet. And that's a really nice feeling when you're in an industry that is pretty dirty.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
We don't want to talk about it. It's really dirty. But
it's just like there's a lot of like backroom deals happening.
Yeah.
And it's just, and we're trying to open those doors and having people like look at the reality of things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like you have the power to make the decision.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go? Do you want to go to a better, like more improved and fairer place? Or you want to just keep doing the really greedy, nasty, like just not caring about people?
Well, a lot of the time the consumer doesn't really know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about, like, I have an artist, Haley Garrett, she's handmade in Vancouver, and she uses vintage and recycled brass. And the brass that she uses is up to 120 years old.
Wow.
And there is often some pushback on brass if people don't understand how to care for it.
Or, yes.
You know. But it's for incredible.
Sure. Yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
And when we talk about like these chains that are just glistening and beautiful are like 100 years old.
Yeah.
Like that's so cool.
That's
like so cool. It's just lived and it can live on. And so it's really fun to have those conversations with people of, you know, we're reusing them because they're here.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing our part. Like that's the cool part. It's not plated. It's not, you know, filled. But we're reusing it, we're repurposing it, and we're pairing it with hand-cut gemstones that are real, that aren't synthetic and faux.
Yes.
Faux stones. Which is fine, but I don't know how to sell that cheap, fast thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really dive into a story. I want to, like, feel it. And I also think it's so cool because my brain doesn't go there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I might take a chain that's very old. You know, and the chain changes all the time because yeah. it's what she can source.
Exactly.
And that's what also makes it, like, this is really cool to collect, you know?
Yeah, and the fact that she's taking stuff that is already made.
Like it's just sitting there. Yeah,
it's just sitting there, and she's giving it a new life.
Yeah.
That's just, like, very appealing to people.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is not created brand new. This is just, like, something
It's such a conversation piece, too, yeah. because there's a lot of intricacies to her work. And so when people are like, oh, my God, what is that? And you're like, well, let me tell you. You know, that's the fun part. Yeah. But, yeah, all the brands are totally different. So they don't compete.
Can you tell me who do you carry besides Alice and Alex?
Yes, so Haley Garrett's, Alex Monroe, Ellis Vary Cameron, Vail, Rachel Atherley, Nikki Nation, and Colton Babbage.
Oh, we love Rachel, too.
I know. She's the best.
She is the best.
I love her. I know. See, that's it. It's rather than even being talking about her work, you're like, oh, as a person,
she's amazing.
She's so awesome. And that's what you want. You like, I want to work with people that are just the best, and their work, almost the work comes second. And even for stores, they're like, oh, you know, you're so easy to work with, or that person is so wonderful, and that's why we love carrying their yeah. work.
Like, one of the criteria that I have when I post out a lot of people that I don't know, mm-hmm. but, like, if I know them and they're amazing, you know for a fact that I'm just mm-hmm. gonna push their work more.
Yeah.
And it's like, somebody told me the other day, it's like, oh, this client told me that I only post people that I like. That, like, or, like, my friends.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, she doesn't only post her friends. But it's for her, like, relationships are very important.
Yeah.
You know, I do this for free. So I'm going to take the person I'd rather take the person that has incredible work and they have the best personality yeah. ever. And once in a while sends me a message saying, hey, how are you? And whatever.
Hey, you.
Or the person that I, you know, that their work is fine.
Yeah.
But then I've heard that they're not that nice of a person.
I know, I hate that.
And, like, you know, so it's just like, who am I gonna
yeah.
pull, you know? It's not that I only post my friends, mm-hmm. but I will be a little more, for me, it's like, I just want this person because it's so fabulous, their work is so amazing, everything about them is just
yeah.
so much goodness. I just want them to succeed.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Isn't it the best when they do? You're like, yes, yes. we got this, and they're so good, and they're the best person, and I can't wait for you to meet them.
I know.
You want good things for good people, and if we're doing this, you know, we work more than we do anything else,
mm-hmm.
so why not make it surrounded by beautiful things
yes,
and beautiful people?
Exactly.
And,
well, that's the thing. It's like the shows like New York Now and Millie and all
yeah.
the shows. Like, this is like, and Goldsmith's Fur, of course. You know, mm-hmm. like, those are the highlights of my year because I get to see everybody that I love and just see them in their environment
yeah.
and just seeing everybody together. And for me, it's just like, please, more of that.
Yes.
Because I end up, first of all, exhausted, but so happy.
To put a face to the work and to see the breadth of work.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you meet a designer, it's not what you had in your head. You're like, it's you?
Mm-hmm.
You're the behind this? I didn't see that.
Yes.
You know, there's really fun surprises. And it's such an invigorating environment to be in.
Yes.
Like a room of artists.
I know.
Who are these people? Like, teach me things. You know, I just wear it. I mean, wear it and sell it. And
It's a
treat. It is an absolute treat to be
yes.
dripping in jewelry.
It is really fun. It's so fun when I buy something from somebody that I like. And at this mm-hmm. point, I am literally just commissioning things of people that I love.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at it and I'm just like, oh, this is so beautiful. And this has a story. And this has a meaning to me. Like, it's just everything just has to connect. If
yeah.
I don't connect with the artist. Like, I have bought pieces that I love the work.
Yeah.
And then I met the artist and I was like,
I love it just a little less. Just a little less.
I know. It's just like, it literally, it doesn't happen very often Or like I like the person and then mm-hmm. they turn out to be like their values are like different or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like,
it's too bad. I know you know, all the pieces that I own, I know who made them.
Mm-hmm.
I know the person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it evokes that feeling and memory of that moment too. Wow, like I'm in New York and like this company have asked me to, you know, I wasn't even in sales when I did my first trade show.
Really?
In sales.
Oh,
like
wow.
I wasn't even part of the sales team. It was just, you know, would you go? You're so great with the customers online. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. We get to like talk about jewelry more. And it's just, it takes me back to this little, like, naive time. I'm like, wow.
It's like, I've seen things now.
I've seen things. And now you're, like, I feel like a fixture at the show. And, like, you see buyers that you're like, oh, my God, do they know that I've been seeing them walk these aisles for 10 years?
Yeah.
You know, and you stop and you see people and their collections evolve. And you're like, I was there when it started. You might not know.
I was
it
there.
It feels weird.
It's been 200 years.
That's how I feel every time.
Well, I have to say, you have become a highlight for me to see when I see you. Because you, well, first of all, you have an energy of yourself that I'm like, I just want to bottle it and sell it.
Your energy is so contagious. And so,
yes.
Because I'm so sensitive to it, I just think, like, why start the day? Or, like, why even have a day where you're not just feeling it? You know? Especially around so many people. Just bring it, you know?
No, I'm truly honored that you're part of my crew now.
Likewise.
Like, you're literally, like, embedded in my crew, and I will not have it.
It's a dream team. It's a dream team. Then there's little old me, like, doing the sales, being like, wow.
No, but
these designers.
That's how I feel.
It's so cool.
That's how I'm like,
it's
oh
so
my God,
cool.
I get to.
It's our rock star moment.
Yes.
It truly is.
I get to hang out with people that I admire their work. Like, I'm like, I just, sometimes I just sit and just let you guys
it's
talk.
It's so cool.
Because I'm like, I don't need to say anything. Like, I just.
Just
I'm just here,
it.
Yeah, and like I'm learning and I'm enjoying. I feel very privileged.
Me too.
To be able to do that.
Really grateful for just how things can fall into place
mm-hmm.
as they're meant to,
mm-hmm.
and to be surrounded by such good people.
Yes.
Like, how did I get so lucky? People are like, what do you do all day? Well, there's a lot of jewelry, and it's not bad. Like, who am I? Who is she? I did not see this for myself, so it's a real treat.
Oh, that I love that. Oh my God, I really can talk to you forever.
We can talk. I mean,
oh
we can talk.
Oh my God, we can definitely
talk. And it's
talk.
Early, so we shouldn't even be like this energetic.
The sun is already starting to come up. Like I can feel
it's
it in
beautiful.
My eye. Yeah,
it's really, romantic.
It's a great view.
It really is.
It's a great view.
I don't have this from my room.
I said I just want this room forever and ever and ever.
It's
right
really
now.
Great.
It's just like it's small, but it's like really nice. I'm just gonna ask you some questions that I actually have. Like, you don't make jewelry, but what do you want the people that you sell the jewelry feel like? Like, what do you want people that are talking to you end up with the product feel like?
I mean, that's a tricky one because everybody feels something different. I want them to feel like they're a part of something.
Yeah.
Something bigger.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you can just be a buyer, buy a product, pop it in your store. But when you meet people that tell you this story and the people behind it and you feel like you're part of that process and you're supporting it. So when you hear like, you know, Alex is using Fairmined Gold and everything's done by hand and he has the workshops, you're like, you feel like you're in the workshop. Like, I'm part of the workshop.
Yeah,
I'm part of sourcing good things. You're not, but you're supporting it.
You're
enabling it
exactly.
to continue and
yes.
get better. And I want people to feel like they're part of something really good. Mm-hmm. And it's not just about consuming and selling, you know, it's not about that. And it's always been for me a treat to sell something to somebody that means something really special.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see them years down the track and they've still got it or they talk about it.
Yes.
Like, I don't know that there's not a lot of things that you purchase in your life that you attach something like you do jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
on your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's part of your soul. It's such a weird thing. It's such a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
But just to to have this feeling that they're a part of something bigger.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that. I'm like, I agree with you 100%. I think that the thing that jewelry has that nobody else, that nobody, nothing else has in a way,
yeah,
is that, like, story, the energy that you bring to the piece, mm-hmm, to, you know, like a piece can be a heartbreaking piece.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, the most emotional piece that you can have. Like,
I mean, I wear my grandmother's fingerprint.
Oh.
In gold. Like, she's with, aww, me every day. Like, it's so beautiful.
Aww.
You know, that's jewelry, the power of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, I'm not just selling an accessory.
Mm-hmm.
Something to, like, pop on with an outfit.
Yeah.
I want you to feel something.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to have a memory. I want you to remember the time that you saw it or what feeling, you know, it triggered for you.
Yeah.
That's, jewelry tends to do that naturally,
mm-hmm,
which is pretty cool. Yeah. But I want that.
Yeah.
I want that
me
for
too.
People.
Me too. Me too.
You know?
What is your personal favorite piece of jewelry?
Ooh. Oh. I don't play favorites, but I play favorites. I would currently,
uh-huh,
because it's a growing thing, it has to be my Ellis rings. Just because they're so beautiful. They're so different. And the stones, they're diamonds, but they're low-key diamonds.
Yeah.
You know, I have like a red wine diamond. You know, she has pastels and yellows.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people look at them, even when I look at them, it's just like a low-key, like, she's special. She's real special. They are. I love them. I see them every day. They don't come off.
I love it. Do you don't take them off?
No.
Oh, really?
Except when I work out.
See, I cannot.
Don't do that. That's, yeah, bad. Everybody, yeah, don't do that, yeah, with stones.
I cannot. Like, I sleep with the bracelets,
mm-hmm,
and the second and third earrings, I never take them off. My engagement ring, I have to take it off because, yeah, I cannot sleep with it because I consciously feel, because it has a double prong,
mm-hmm,
so it's like a little scratchy.
It'll get
you. So, yeah. So I'm just like, it's I just don't want to hit my husband with it.
Yeah, try not to.
Know, it depends if he was behaving. What's the future for the Elena Lalotte brand? Like, you know, self-esteem, collective. Like, what?
I don't know. It's just so fun as it is. Who knows? If you find out, let me know. Because I didn't think I would even be here.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's such a fun ride and growing with artists. And I mean, who knows where they're going to be?
Yeah.
That's exciting. I don't know. I really don't know.
Do you take new people?
I mean, I'm just one person, so it's been really hard. Yeah. I do.
Do you need an assistant? I would love.
Actually, you know what? It absolutely is what I see. I see an assistant in my future to help me with spreadsheets and mapping out retail stores and checking in and getting on the road. Yeah, it's funny because I've never gone out and chosen a brand to work with.
That should say something.
It's kind of weird when I think back.
Something.
It all just, it's from meeting, yeah, people.
Yeah.
You know, and the power of energy and personality. And if, you know, I ran into Zoe Chico last night at an event, and we met 10 years ago. And it was like the most fun thing because I was fangirling. And she was like, oh my God, if you like ever decide to like leave your job, just know that I will scoop you up. And we talked about it seriously. It's just a little tricky with being foreign, living in, you know, North America at the time. But you meet people. Mm-hmm. And when you find somebody that's really great,
mm-hmm,
you're like, take me. Can we be friends forever?
Yeah.
You know?
I like to adopt people in my,
yeah,
life. You know, it's like, I'm going to adopt you. You're now my nephew. You're now my niece. You're,
yeah,
now my daughter.
It's like being my clients. It's like being able to pick like your absolute favorite coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
I have like 1,000 work wives. Like everybody's so great.
Yeah.
And I feel really lucky to have such wonderful people,
mm-hmm,
that I get to work with. So it's just an absolute treat, that sense.
I love,
you know,
that.
Like going to work, which I work from home, but going to work is such a pleasure,
yeah,
because, you know, FaceTime and Zooms and email, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then we do this and you come on the road and
Yeah.
We chat and catch up and
I know.
You meet other people and it just, you're like, wow, I have a really cool workplace. Yeah. Like low key, great work environment.
If you really dig a little bit in the jewelry industry, you will find the most incredible people that you'll ever meet. And it's, you know, like, yeah, you have to like move a few people on the way. But if you really look, they're like, I have some of my best friends.
Yeah.
I've met through doing this. Like, people that I'm like, oh, no, you're my family now.
It's so sad that we only see them. Well, I only get to see them, like, twice a year.
I know.
It really feels like family in that sense.
Yeah, I'm like, exactly.
But they're the best. And it's really cool when you see brands that are, like, you know, they've been doing it for, like, 30 years. And they're still loving it. And the energy is still there. And you're like, I see you.
Exactly.
So cool.
Yes.
Yeah. But, growth. An assistant. I would love it.
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Would you remote assistant New York next?
Yeah, we should figure that out. Would love it. But I also love, like, a really fun part of the job is, like, consulting and talking to designers or new brands, even older brands, because when you're in your own, you know, little world, you forget that there's other things happening. But being able to sit with a designer and be like, okay, show me what you've got going on. Show me your collection. Show me what you have set in place. And to kind of guide them of like, okay, so if you want to go to wholesale, these are the things that you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
And you can do it. You got it. Mm-hmm. You can do it. And it's exciting because once you've got that in place, everything else just like falls into place and it's beautiful. And you'll feel so good about it. Yeah. And I think it's just being like the hype girl for designers that don't know what they're doing outside of designing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm lost. I don't know. Like, am I doing it right? Or what is everybody else doing? It's like, we can do it.
Exactly.
Believe
in
yourself.
We all question ourselves all
Absolutely.
The time. Like, I was just like having like a questioning thing the other day. And I'm just like, am I doing this? Is this?
Yeah.
Like, should I keep doing it?
And you asking me, I'm like, what am I going to talk about? There's like nothing going on over here.
And we've been talking for an hour.
We're chatty though. We can't help it. But it's like, what would people want to know? Like,
you know that I'm not editing any of this, right?
Perfect. Excellent.
I love it. I'm just like, again, I can hear you talk forever.
I'm shocked that my accent hasn't, like, you know, taken a turn.
Hey, you know what? Don't talk about accents here. I have some compulsory questions that I ask everybody before
okay,
we leave.
Yeah.
What's your favorite gemstone?
I know. We talked about this. You hate it. I know yours is opal.
Yes.
Diamond, but not a bright white sparkling, like,
yes,
my eyes.
But I agree with you on that.
I like the pastel diamonds, and I love an antique diamond.
Yes.
And I have to say specifically Ellis's, because that's what I have most experience with and shopping. they're just, there's this warmth and this, like, creaminess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible.
Yeah.
And I wish more people knew about them.
She does pick in the most incredible
good
diamonds.
Eye.
She has a really good eye. Like, I agree with all her choices.
Oh, I'm like, who's your guy? Like, who are you seeing? Yeah, I would like to be connected. But the stones are all, it feels like quiet luxury.
Mm-hmm.
Because people don't really know when they look at my rings. They're like, oh, is that a garnet? I'm like, no, it's a red wine diamond. And it's shocking, but I know.
Yeah.
And it's special to me.
Yeah.
And they're just, they're different.
Mm-hmm.
They're different. And they all, people always ask about them.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Well, let me tell you.
I love that.
Yeah, that's my stone.
It's a good one. I don't object. It's just, it's more like the glitziness.
I'm not into that.
I
can't do it.
I don't
know.
Except for my engagement ring, but I love, but everything
else. Your
husband's
listening, so.
I do love it. I do love it. What's your favorite metal?
Gold.
Any particular carat?
I mean, 14 because I have it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because in Australia, it's like, I grew up with 9-carat gold, so it's kind of that rosier.
Yeah.
All my baby jewelry is 9-carat gold. And 18.
Mm.
And then Alex also works in 18, and there's like this bright,
yeah,
there's more,
yeah,
and I feel like there's almost more energy behind 18-carat. It's like a real, like, pow. But with my skin tone, 14 carat is a little softer for me. But gold, because I don't take my jewelry off.
Yeah.
So, for that reason. 14. I select 14 karat.
Good.
Yeah.
I know you're not a jeweler, but you've seen different people working. What's your favorite technique or tool?
I mean, I love a hammer. A great tool would also be Ellis's fingernails and watching her carve with those. That is a sight. Everybody should see that. Also sorting diamonds. I don't know. I'm usually really separate from that area, yeah. Except when I go to, like, their workshops or studios.
You've mentioned a few things. The hammer is great.
It's great. It looks satisfying.
Yeah.
You know, like there's days where I would go into the office when I worked for another brand and be like, can I try that? And we got to. It was really great for the sales team to learn some of the, like, the wax carving.
Yeah.
The soldering. It's important.
It's important. It's so important.
Because it makes you think, like, oh, okay, I won't push, like, when we're shipping that order. Because that takes a lot of time. That is laborious. Mm-hmm. Like, that, you just have more respect for the process.
Yes. 100%.
And more understanding, you know? Mm-hmm. But I really like the hammer. That was a very enjoyable time. Yeah.
That's good. Who's your favorite artist? Doesn't need to be jewelry. Can be anything. Can be music, because you're really into music.
Oh, God. I like all of the things. But right now, I have a love for a ceramic artist in Vancouver.
Mm.
And I'm obsessed with her work. And my boyfriend is like, stop. And he bought me, like, a big, beautiful bowl of hers for Christmas, which is, like, my absolute favorite thing, just to, like, stop me. And her name is Nathalie Paglioelli, I think.
Okay.
We will look her up. But yeah, she does these, like, beautiful, like, bowls and dishes and vases where things can come out of them. You just have to look it up, but, yeah. Like... the most incredible, beautiful work.
I expect you send me the information.
I will. And everybody, if you're listening and you have a store, you need it. It's so stunning. Like,
And you're not representing her.
No, it's so beautiful. And the fact that every piece, like, there'll be, like, a collection of, like, little bowls or dishes that are all the same, but they're also different. Yeah. So you get to pick and, like, feel it. And I'm just like, how does her hands do it? Like, what? I would like to see a video, if you're listening, because it looks like an incredible process.
I'm definitely going to check that out. You have to send it to me. What's your favorite thing to listen while you work?
Okay, I got a few. I work alone, and I require noise. I really need noise. So same. I love, this sounds weird, a rom-com. You've Got Mail definitely had its time with me, just in the background, you know. It's a feel good. It feels good. Yeah. So I feel like my life is good. You know, I have a Tom Hanks. And that playing, like, just things that I know that feel nostalgic, just, I guess it, like, creates a safe space. And then, like, crime. Crime, dark documentaries, podcasts.
It's such a just supposition.
I know. And I had to actually stop with the crime because I got really, really into it. I love, like, a crime doc. I go deep. And then you start to, like, it subconsciously, like, changes you in a way. And then you start feeling, like, yeah. I had, like, walked to, like, my workouts, and I've got, like, a flashlight and an alarm. I'm like, why? Unnecessary, but it's the docs.
And then you look at your boyfriend and you're like, what do you have in your hand?
I know. Yes. Like, did you know that statistically, this is happening while... So that's why I need a little, like, 90s rom-com playing. You know, something that I've seen forever.
Yes.
All the time. You know? We talk about this with 10,000 Things.
Yeah.
We talk about our favorites. So we've got, like, a thing going where we're like, oh, have you seen this one? Great work movie. And they're all, like, romantic comedies.
Oh,
it's
good.
The best thing. That's and then we, like, do one-liners. It's a whole thing. But, like, that's what I'm here for. But, yeah, there's no, like, in the middle for me. It's
really funny because I'm not a very referential person. Like, I wish I was. I wish I had, like, a Rolodex of reg references. But one movie that I will reference forever is The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes. So
it's, like,
good.
It has, like, the best reference.
When I feel like I need, like, a hype, when I can't be my own hype girl, that's a movie. We're like, oh, look how far she's come. I could do that. I won't be savage about it, but I can be Andy.
Yes.
I have bangs now. I can't wear the heels. But I could be her.
I cannot wear the Chanel boots, though.
No, no. Do they do a low heel for, like, an orthotic? But, yeah. Because I have bad feet. But I want that movie just... Yeah. Oh,
I was just watching it, like, 2 days ago.
Yes, I feel that energy from you. I feel it.
Do you have any advice for future jewelry generations?
Go for it. Like, dive in. Put everything into it. Feel it out. I took a chance on myself.
Yeah.
And I'm not making jewelry. But it's the best thing that I ever did.
Yeah.
The best. And when you come here and you meet all these designers and you realize they all took that leap of faith and they're all spending their days making things that they would be making anyway.
Yeah.
And making a living. And they love it. And it's them.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Do it.
Exactly.
Do it. Like, I mean, talk to people about how to do it and, like, you know, what would make your life easier. But do it. Yeah. Just bet on yourself.
Yeah.
Because you will have no regrets.
I love that.
Even if it falls apart. You will have no regrets. Because you're like, you know what? I gave it a shot. And maybe you don't, like, I thought music was my life. I thought, yeah. Oh, wow, I'm but, the but places it's, I will go.
It can still be in your life.
It could be.
And just, like, the...
You, yeah, I mean, I'm with a musician, so like music is part of my life.
Music
is, you know. So that's the funny thing is like my dream didn't turn out to be what I thought it was going to be, and that's okay because I gave it a shot. I left my country. I live in another place by myself with no family.
Yeah,
you know, and I took that gamble, and man, did it pay off.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's
so cool. Well, go do it.
But you also have that drive and that personality to do it.
Yeah, I feel very lucky. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of hard work. Like, nothing just, like, happens. But I feel so lucky.
I've seen you work very hard, and I've seen you...
If you get an email from me at 2 a.m, that's what this is. But my brain works great then.
Yeah.
But it just take that shot.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I love that. Anna, I can definitely talk to you for like 3 more hours.
Yeah, we will. When we turn this off, we will continue talking.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for taking the time.
God.
Like,
you're
I
so
love
welcome.
That you were like, I don't know what to talk about. And then you're like, amazing.
And then you're like, we need to wrap this up. I feel like I'm at an award ceremony. And you're like, wrap it.
Put in
the music. Music will play.
The music will play.
Play me out. It's been a treat.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find Alana on Instagram at Alana Lalot or at Lalot Collective. Visit her website, lalotcollective.com. 1000 Facets is produced and edited by me. Please visit 1000Facets on Instagram to see photos of some of the things we spoke about during the interview. Music by Chris Keys. You can find him on Instagram at Chris_Keys_. Please remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much.
What's so magic? And the day starts to